Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
No one's closer to the Bears than you, Lou Kanellis, Fox 32 sports director. Are the Bears going to end up playing in Arlington Heights now, there at Arlington Park? Is that just it seems sort of inevitable to me now, and you're the first guy I know who really called this out as credible.
I thought it was inevitable when they first made the announcement, and Arlington Park decided that Arlington Heights decided Arlington Park was going to go away. It's just it's really tough for the city of Chicago to keep the Bears at Soldier Field, considering what the stadium is right now. And, you know, we've talked about this a number of times, Anna, since this all started to be discussed back in June. The way you're seeing NFL franchises and the importance of NFL franchises to cities move forward, you know, the best position they can put themselves in is to own their own stadium, which would be more revenue. And in the Bears' case, it could turn them into one of, if not the most valuable sports franchise in the world, in all of sports. And right now, they're not at that point. If you buy what Forbes is saying, I believe the last ranking had the Bears in the middle of the pack in the NFL at a value of $3.5 billion. And this is arguably the greatest sports city in the world. They should be worth so much more, and they're not because of their stadium situation.
Address that then. Greatest sports city in the world, I would totally agree. Could the city support a second NFL team? I know that's looking out a bit, but is that something you could see the city trying to attract? And would another team be willing to relocate to Chicago?
Personally, I agree with one of your texters, and you just read it before you came to me. You're not giving the McCaskey family enough credit for the power that they wield in the NFL. Don't forget, it's a founding franchise. Virginia McCaskey, George McCaskey are as powerful as Jerry Jones because of the organization that they have. And I think it would be a stunner, an upset, if the NFL owners, Roger Goodell, commissioner, approved another franchise in the city of Chicago. Listen, the Bears will maintain the Chicago name, just like 11 of 32 teams that play outside of the city, the name that they have on their, you know, the name that they have with their team. So This isn't uncommon for the Bears to go to Arlington Heights and still be called the Chicago Bears. The Cowboys play in Arlington, Texas. The 49ers play in Santa Clara, California. The Giants and Jets play in New Jersey. The Patriots play in Foxborough, Massachusetts. So you don't have to be in Chicago to be called the Chicago Bears. I'd be shocked if another football franchise came into this market.
I don't know if you saw the Tribune archivist dug up an old man daily quote from when the Bears had threatened to leave, I guess, to Elk Grove Village at that time, Lou. And he said, like hell they will, they can use the name Arlington Heights Bears then, but they'll never use the name of Chicago if I'm mayor. I don't know that he actually had the leverage to be able to do that, but it sort of speaks to what leverage does a mayor really have. And if you look at what happened here with Mayor Lightfoot and the Bears, they canceled a meeting they were supposed to have with her today and instead sent over the purchase agreement press release. That doesn't seem like there's a lot of talk going on back and forth in a nice way.
No, they canceled two meetings with the Bears, if you listen to the mayor, over the last 6 months. And, you know, the Bears have decided to move forward. There's just too many other opportunities out there, specifically this one in Arlington Heights, that gives them the ability to make revenue that they can't make here on the lakefront. Even if the Bears, if George McCaskey and Ted Phillips sat down with the mayor, other than ripping down Soldier Field and starting anew, I still don't think they could offer the Bears what the Bears are looking for. And let's specifically talk about a sports book, okay? A sports book, which is important now because it is now legal in the state of Illinois. And the Bears, like the Cubs, have moved down this road, would like a sports book somewhere around in the vicinity of their stadium. There's nowhere to build a sports book if you were to rebuild Soldier Field. You saw what George Lucas went through with the Friends of the Park to build a Star Wars museum. It's just, it's not possible. There's not enough land here. And even if you increase the capacity, you're talking about what? Adding 4,000 or 5,000 extra seats in the least desirable areas, which is in the end zones. Almost impossible to add more suites. Is the city going to give up all concession and parking revenue? I don't think so. I will agree with the mayor in this. She has a fiscal responsibility to represent the taxpayers as well. And in this case, I just don't believe that keeping the Bears and offering what Arlington Heights can to the Bears is possible here on the lakefront. Maybe there's somewhere else in the city that she can build a football stadium that gives the Bears what they're looking for with a retractable roof and the ability to build a sports book and other amenities. But here, where Soldier Field sits, I just don't think it's possible.
Okay, I hear you. It seems, you know, it's all moving in that direction.
I mean, no one's more bummed than me because I have season tickets. I live across the street, so it's convenient. On the other hand, as a season ticket holder, my family's been season ticket holders since the 60s. I would like a brand new stadium to sit in to watch a Bears game like they have in Los Angeles or they have in Las Vegas or they have in San Francisco and all the beautiful amenities that allow the fan experience to be at the level it exists today. That fan level experience didn't exist 20 years ago when they remodeled Soldier Field, which, by the way, one other quick note, I don't know if you're aware of it, but on September 29th of 2003, Anna, okay, 18 years to the day, the Packers beat the Bears in the first game played inside the newly renovated Soldier Field.
How about that? And here we are, 18 years later. The Bears are going to face the Lions this weekend. What do you got, Lou? How should we look at this game?
Oh man! Well, we don't know who the quarterback is. I mean, Matt Nagy talked to the media earlier, and he said Andy Dalton's practicing today. Justin Fields is practicing. I'm not telling you who's our quarterback on Sunday, who's going to be our starting quarterback, and I'm not telling you who's going to call the plays.
Oh, great. Because why should anyone know? That should all be a secret with a fully functional team that's doing well. I don't get any of the decisions, but thankfully I have you for that, Lou, to try to explain all this to us. And thank you for taking the time. I know you got to run, but appreciate your time, Lou.
Thank
Go Bears. 7:08, another taking the spotlight off how pathetically they did last week. 3-1-2, so powerful are the Bears' ownership, but they can't put a decent team on the field. 6:30 says Bears are paying $197 million for 326 acres in Arlington Heights, and they're paying $141 million for Khalil Mack's contract alone. Arlington Heights is a steal.
That's for damn sure.
Thank you, OB. I don't think OB wants him to leave Soldier Field. I don't. I'm going to ask him that at some point, but right now we got John Greenberg on with the senior columnist at The Athletic. You guys do an excellent job covering sports. You broke this story, and I think, I don't know, maybe I just didn't want it to happen, but I suppose if you cover this so closely, maybe you expected it to? How do you feel about it, John?
Oh, thanks for having me. Scott Powers got the scoop last night, and we worked on a story, and I don't want it to happen either, really. I like the idea of all the major Chicago teams playing in Chicago. I think it's great for the city. I think it's great for the energy of the games. When this story came out in June, I really didn't think this was going to happen just because of the enormous expense and, frankly, the hassle of building a new stadium. And, you know, in this time, it's a multi-billion-dollar endeavor. That, you know, I kind of put above what the Bears were going to do, but I think it's pretty obvious the fact that they're willing to sign a purchase agreement for $200 million for land and then the additional, like, you know, $3 billion, $4 billion to build a stadium, that they're serious, you know. And Lori Lightfoot's comments about the fact that they don't seem interested in negotiating for improvements to Soldier Field, you know, lets you know that maybe they're thinking toward their future here.
Yeah, they're not even showing up for the meetings, canceling a few of them. I was told in the commercial real estate world, this is the equivalent of being engaged to be married. You're meeting the family, you're wining and dining, things are good, everything, you know, you're exchanging gifts, exchanging money. And it could get derailed, I suppose, if something, you know, somebody does something terrible. But it seems like it's on track, at least from what I understand, to really happen. Is that your take too, John?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I think this is really uncharted territory for us, right? Because the White Sox and Bears in the past have, you know, talked about moving to the suburbs. you know, and the White Sox obviously talked about moving to Florida as well. And that was, I think there's probably some kind of deal signed, you know, for that because it came down to the last second. So, you know, we're used to the talk about it and then, you know, everyone kind of agreeing, right, and coming to a consensus and working on a deal that fits what everyone wants. So this is the fact that this has gone this far, you know, shows it's for real. And I think the fact that, you know, this land was, they've talked about this Arlington Park thing forever. And the fact that this land is now available and that horse racing is basically done at Arlington Park, you know, that maybe the Bears finally just decided, you know what, they could piecemeal another solution to Soldier Field, right? They could improve the concessions. They can improve a lot of things there that they should have done the first time around. But, you know, in some sense, I see their point of just like, hey, let's just do this. Now, the questions I have, of course, how are they going to pay for this? You know, there's debt limits.
Doesn't the NFL kick in like a couple hundred million dollars for new stadiums, get you started?
Yeah, exactly. They kick in a little bit. I mean, I know in the past it was around $150 million. That's a drop in the bucket these days, right? That'll pay for like some concrete. So, you know, there's a debt limit. You know, they'll extend the debt limit for teams building a new stadium so they can borrow more money. They did it last year during the pandemic. But, you know, there still is a debt limit of around, last year it was $500 million. Usually it's around $350 million. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to have to sell a stake of the team, you know, how they're going to do this, how they're going to finagle this kind of expense. Because, you know, a new stadium is just an insane amount of money.
Yeah, speak to that a little bit. Because, okay, all right, let's take us to the future now. They're going to build a new stadium complex in Arlington Heights, right there at the Arlington Park racetrack site. What do NFL stadiums look like these days? We've seen a few new ones crop up in recent years. John, what do you expect from them now?
Yeah, I mean, they look like, you know, if you watch movies back in the day, like what like a futuristic like space age headquarters looks like. You know, that's what's kind of funny to me because, you know, you only play, you know, regular season 8 games there, right? And, you know, maybe mm-hmm. a playoff game, maybe you host a big event every few years, every 10 years. You know, it just doesn't get, to me, it just doesn't get the use, the bang for the buck. It's not like a baseball team that plays 81 games in a, you know, a beautiful new stadium, but they would be counting on a lot of other revenue. But yeah, this is going to be, you know, just an expansive stadium with, you know, natural light and, you know, $500 tickets and right, and all these right. things. You know, all the fans that are excited about this, you know they're going to get, you know, it's not new stadiums aren't designed to be affordable to the average person. And I hear people excited about, you know, a possible Super Bowl, you know, up there. Like, how many fans can afford a Super Bowl ticket? You know, I can't. I don't know.
I think those get just crazy. But at the end of the day, isn't it a nice thing for the city to be able to host a Super Bowl and what that means to a city like Chicago? I think it'd be a pretty cool thing. I do.
Yeah, I think it'd be. I mean, I wouldn't totally scoff at it. But, you know, when that stuff happens, when you talk about big events, you know, and anyone talks about the financial impact, that's always overstated by like 10 times, right? Mm-hmm. The actual impact. And the fact is, you know, listen, this is Chicago. This isn't, no offense to Phoenix or Indianapolis or any other city. Chicago's already like a pretty major city. You know, we got a lot of people coming here. So I don't think it's necessary, but yeah, like it wouldn't be bad necessarily.
No, you know, it's interesting because I haven't been to that Dallas stadium yet, but everyone who's been, the $1 billion Jerry Jones spectacular, it's kind of like an adult Disney World or something. I guess there's so much you can do. Have you been?
Yeah, I went when the Bears played there a few years ago. I think it was in 2016. And it was nice. It was nice. It's just a stadium. I mean, the press box is a lot nicer.
I bet. The food was, that matters.
The food was a lot better. The food, right, exactly. That's what the fans care about, is how the press eats. So, you know, and I know it's kind of funny. Everyone talks about all the new, like, you know, all those, you know, these restaurants, all these bars and stuff. Well, literally right across the street from, like, where the press entrance was at Jerry World is just a Walmart. It's just a Walmart in the parking lot.
But is that the kind of thing we would expect to happen here? Something like that? I mean, do you think?
Yeah, and I think there would be a big con. You know, they have so much room there. You know, there would be some bars there. Obviously, there's already a ton of parking in Arlington Park. But, you know, a ton of parking for tailgating. You know, there'll be bars and restaurants and just, you know, plenty of places for people to spend their money when they're there. So, yeah, it'd be really interesting. It'd really be a fascinating thing just to see a stadium pop up in the suburbs of Chicago, because we just haven't seen that. You know, I've never been to Foxborough, where the Patriots play. But I would have to imagine from everything I've read, that would probably be the closest comp. Because, you know, people like to say all the 49ers, but yeah, they're in Santa Clara, which is like San Jose. It's a bigger city. You know, I think Foxborough would probably be the best comp for Soldier Field, or for the Bears moving out to the suburbs.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I haven't been there either. You know who's the happiest person in the city today since you broke the story over at The Athletic about this? Matt Nagy. You think about the exactly heat, right? He's been taking and the things that people have been saying. And no one's saying that today. People aren't talking about that. Maybe you guys are, John. I don't know.
Right. They were still killing him at the press conference today. They were still crushing him. Oh. People were still ripping him on Twitter. They asked him about the new stadium. He said, talk to Ted Phillips, who obviously is not talking to us. This is great for the Bears that they got people changing the conversation. It's Don Draper once.
Yeah, no question. Thanks, John, for the time today. Great work.